I was shocked to log into the Facebook group earlier and see that there's an entire subset of people who listen to our show at 1.25 or 1.5.
Now, I think you're missing the upside of the situation.
Oh, I think I don't think that's a bad thing. I just am fascinated by it.
Well, yesterday you said you were insecure about it.
I was insecure because I thought that our show, that we were doing a show too slow, but the people who listen at 1.25 or 1.5, there's even somebody who I think listens to it at 2.0.
We must sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
And they do it because our show is about 30 minutes long and their commute is like 25 minutes long. So they want to get the whole show in during the commute, or, and now they've just become used to it.
Yeah.
I listened to part of our show yesterday at 1.5. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it either. The upside is everybody can listen at whatever speed works for them.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone.
We don't care. And somebody asked, they're like, well, do you get credit? Do you get less credit because the show is shorter if you listen to it faster? And like, no, we get the same amount of credit. So whatever speed works for you. The only bummer about it is one woman posted that she listens at 2.0 and it's so fast that her husband can't be in the room when she has it on. Because he can't stand it. So yeah, listen at whatever speed you want. Learn something new every day. Thank you for all your input.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I'm grateful for weekends.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for fresh fruit.
Now, yesterday I started the show with a voicemail that made me take a pause and go, wait, what did I just hear? It was the dog that ate the umbilical cord.
Yes.
That voicemail has been trumped.
Okay.
By, just listen.
Hey, this is Sarah. I was just calling regarding the umbilical cord thing. So I watched a documentary on a woman who had 3 children and the oldest was 12. She, for the last 12 years, has taken pieces of her placenta and umbilical cord from her children and incorporated it into her morning smoothie.
Nope.
Due to its nutritional value for women. I, myself, when I have children, am not going to do that crazy stuff, but hey, to each their own. Supposedly, it has a lot of healing properties in the, for the woman's body after the birth. I don't know if that works 12 years later. To each their own. Love y'all. Have a good day.
Kim Bierman did that on Don't Be Tardy. She absolutely did. When she had the twins, I swear on my life, when she had the twins, she gave birth and there's a company that will come and take your placenta and make it into pills. And she took it after she gave birth.
That's totally different. I think I've heard about that too. That's completely different than because I did that on the show when I was on Star. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
You were very mad because I didn't tell you ahead of time.
Oh, I was livid.
But
livid.
The pills are completely different than having a 12-year-old. What do you keep it in? Tupperware? How does that work?
I don't know. That's nasty.
In your freezer or whatever. And you're like, what am I going to have today? Spinach, blueberries, a banana, a little umbilical, and some chia seeds.
Nope.
Right? So, yeah, I do remember Kim doing that. But the pills thing, I think, is different. Is any of that interest you at all?
Absolutely not.
Would you look into it to see what the nutritional benefits are?
No. Here's the thing. Women have been giving birth. This is my new attitude. Forever, right? Women give birth every single day. And there's so much new fancy stuff. But I think you were the one that said this to me. Like, I could go out into a field and have a baby and give birth and instinctively know what to do, even though I didn't know what I was doing. Like, our bodies don't need that stuff. Like, might it be extra? Yes. But like, there have been hundreds of years of women raising children without this. And we're all
thousands
doing
of years.
We're all doing just fine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So no, I have no interest in that. I'm sure it's very expensive. Count me out.
This email or this voicemail was really, really nice. So to kind of balance the shock value of the dogs and people eating baby parts, I would share this one.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Carrie from Indiana. I just wanted to give you a follow-up call. I was listening to today's podcast about asking for raises. And a few months back, I had actually called and left you a voicemail, let you know that because of Jeff's loading the dishwasher loudly mantra, I finally got up the nerve to ask my boss for a raise. I was only making $14.26, and I was really hoping to get up to at least that $15 mark. My job only gives raises once a year, and they seem to be on the smaller side. So asking for an increase up to $15 when it wasn't time for a raise was making me very anxious. I took the advice that I heard and went ahead and asked for $16, thinking that hopefully they would settle down there towards that $15 range. And sure enough, come evaluation time, they actually bumped me up to $16.64. So I just wanted to give an update and let you guys know that all your advice worked. And if it wasn't for your motivational pep talk that you give so often on your podcast, I wouldn't have had the courage to even ask. So thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye.
That's a huge raise.
That's a huge raise. Awesome. And here's the thing, but based on what she said, I have no idea where she worked, but based on what she said and like how the dollar amounts were like to the penny and there's evaluations and stuff, I'm guessing it's a bigger company. Like it's not a mom and pop thing. It's a bigger company with like systems in place. When you go in and you ask for an extra dollar an hour or $2 an hour, to you, that might seem like so much, because then you start to do the math in your head. That's like $80 a week. That's $4,000 a year, right? And you're like, oh, I can't ask for that much. Oh, no. But to a company, a huge company, $4,000 a year is nothing.
Right.
It's nothing. They probably take their sales reps out for their biggest clients out for dinner and eat steaks and drink wine, and the bill comes to $4,000. Right. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. When they take their 20 biggest clients out. So you asking for that, if you're a good employee, it's nothing. So just try to remember that perspective, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just cool when people take things away from our show and apply them in real life.
I love them.
Now, that being said, don't go deliver your baby in a mud hut in a field because...
Or do...
Yeah.
Whatever. You'll figure it out.
Don't blame it on us.
But don't blame Jeff. So something we were talking about on my Instagram account. If you don't follow me, my Instagram account is at Callie Dollar. And one thing I was talking about this week was affirmations. And there's something that I opened up about a little bit on my Instagram stories that I haven't really talked about here. And that is that it has been, I haven't thought about food or really like what I haven't been eating unhealthy, but I just haven't been as food obsessed since I became pregnant and sticking on a food schedule and a timed eating schedule and, or a diet since I've been pregnant. And, I, for the first time this week, got on a scale and saw a number that was creeping up to the heaviest I've ever weighed. And that number really made me uncomfortable. And it's the first time, I mean, I weigh myself every week just, you know, for the app and just to know, I think it gives me, somebody was like, why would you do that? I think it gives me a little bit of peace of mind knowing that the baby is growing. You know what I mean? Like weird, because we had the miscarriage and all of that. I'm like, okay, well, it's hard to tell day to day if I'm growing, but if I'm gaining weight, that tells me that she's growing and that it's okay. So it gives me a weird peace of mind, which is why I do it.
Well, by that math, I've grown about two babies this quarantine period.
But it's just a weird thing. And I think women, especially women who struggle with weight, and I don't mean struggle, like I mean have mental issues and hangups with weight. I've talked about that on the show before, that I get obsessed. Like I definitely have a problem with disordered eating. And it hasn't been a problem up to this point, but I saw the number on the scale. I got really uncomfortable and I was like, wow, I have work to do on that still. It's not a non-issue.
You have work to do on how it triggered you, not work to do like, oh, I got to lose weight.
No. Okay, good. No, I can't lose weight.
No, you can't.
But I
baby doesn't want to be on a diet.
No, baby cannot be on a diet. So one of the things that I do when I'm having kind of like a block or just something, I don't want to think a certain way anymore, I use affirmations to change my mindset. Now, I use them religiously and constantly. And when I first started doing this, it was a self-esteem practice. And my old, I've talked about this before, my therapist had me saying one kind thing to myself in the mirror every single day.
Out loud.
Out loud. And it's a hard thing to do, to look at yourself and to say something that you don't believe. And the idea is you don't believe it when you write it down or you say it, but as you keep saying it, it changes your brain. So you start believing it.
Do you remember, I may have asked you this before when you've talked about this before, but do you remember how much time passed between you starting to say the kind things and you starting to feel comfortable and believing those kind things? Was it like 6 months or was it like a month?
I think when I first started saying nice things to myself, it was like 6 months, but I was really, my self-esteem was pretty much nothing. And it was doing that. But I think the first time I did an affirmation outside of that for something else, it was like 2 months. And now if I say it every day to myself in the mirror, within about 2 weeks, I can tell a difference.
What was the affirmation that you wrote about the weight paranoia? Did you write one for that?
I did. I wrote, my pregnancy body is beautiful. I wrote one and I was showing on my Instagram account like how I do this. I literally just take out a sheet of paper. I grab a Sharpie because it's bold. It's hard to not see. I did my body is strong. And then I also did my body knows exactly what I need.
Which apparently is blueberry bagels, Honey Nut Cheerios, and definitely not a cheeseburger.
Right. No cheeseburgers. But you do those things and it's, I call it grade A cheesy. It's horribly cheesy. It is dumb. And I had someone send me a message and say that she did it. And she said she actually cried in the mirror the first week. She said, this is so cheesy, but so effective. I started doing this when you first talked about it on the podcast. Mine was, I am mentally, emotionally, and physically strong. It brought tears to my eyes to say aloud for several days. Then I started smiling when I said it. It is such a game changer. Thank you. So if you have, basically you're saying what you want to believe, even if you don't believe it. And a lot of the things that I say when I write the affirmation for the first time, I don't believe it at all. But by the end of saying it out loud in the mirror to yourself, you start to believe it. So if you're struggling with something or you're like, I really wish I thought differently about this, or I really wish I was more confident in my creativity, or, you know, whatever it is, confident in my body or, then yeah.
Try it.
Try it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Someone also said something to me that was interesting, but an interesting question. And the question was, what's the difference between affirmations and being realistic with yourself about where you need to be with your weight that's healthy for your baby? And my answer to that was, well, this is a way deeper problem than me eating a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios. Like, this is a really deep mental struggle for me.
Because the fact that you're carrying a baby, but your first thought when you get on the scale is, whoa, this is the biggest I've ever been. Not, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm having a baby.
Right.
That's what you're trying to overcome. You're not trying to overcome the weight you're gaining. You're trying to overcome the first thought that comes into your head.
Right. And the toxic and where that leads.
Yes. And why that would be your first thought rather than joy at your little belly.
Right. So that's kind of it. And also, I think when you get into a healthy place, like, these aren't affirmations for, I want to look the most fit I've ever looked. Like, that's not what the affirmation is. The affirmation is about loving your body. And part of loving your body, in my opinion, is, you know, eating right for your body and making yourself feel good.
I don't know the psychology behind it, but I'm sure there is. But if you do, like that one that you said, the person who wrote you said, like, I am strong, mentally healthy. I'm healthy and strong mentally, physically, and emotionally, or whatever. Mm-hmm. What ends up happening is something that would rattle you emotionally comes up, and rather than you flying off the handle or breaking down in tears or whatever, the first thing that pops into your mind is, I am strong emotionally. Like you're interrupting the circuit of
unhealthy whatever. Emotional choices. And
so if you are trying to eat healthier, you can do an affirmation that says, I fuel my body only with foods that provide nourishment and energy. Right.
Right.
And then what ends up happening is when you reach into the refrigerator and you can either grab the thing of cookie dough or an apple, you go for the apple because you've changed the circuit in your brain.
Right. So it's a lot more than don't eat the Cheerios.
Correct.
It's more like, you know, my body knows what I need. I am healthy. Like, so you're kind of speaking it into existence. It has a lot more like mental stuff. But I don't think that doing affirmations puts you in denial about anything.
Right. We want to acknowledge today being Juneteenth, which for, if I'm being completely honest, I knew was a thing and I knew was a word, but didn't know really anything about it. And I knew it had to do with the end of slavery, but didn't know much about it. And today is Juneteenth and you're going to hear a lot about it. So if you are like me, here is a little Juneteenth 101.
Okay, so Juneteenth. Now, if you've read anything about it, so basically it's to honor the emancipation of enslaved people. Now, Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. So this holiday that they're trying to make a holiday is 1865. So it's years later.
It's 2.5 years later because I think the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in January. So it was like 2.5 years before the holiday was or the day was recognized, because it took that long. It
took 2.5 years for them to free
everybody.
Because
they didn't really have the slaves. They didn't really have Facebook back then.
Right. It's not like a viral thing. Like it literally was a super long process. And June 19th, 1865 was the day that the Union Army issued an order saying that the slaves were freed, and that was in Texas. So there's a big movement right now to get that made into a national holiday. A lot of people are talking about it. If you want more information about it, blacklivesmatter.com has a great article or two on it about why it's important and why people want it to be a national holiday. So go check that out if you want more info. But that's a little bit about what Juneteenth is and why you might see it a lot today.
And that's something that we wouldn't even be talking about, to be totally honest, unless the protests and all of the excitement of the past month happened. So there is, that is an upside, like education of everybody is an upside of the chaos that's happening in the world. And that's why it's important. So, and speaking of that, like the education of everybody, I want to share a conversation that I had with a buddy of mine, a black friend of mine, who I haven't talked to in a couple of years, but we used to work together. And we worked together when Trayvon Martin was killed in Florida, when George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin. And we were having a conversation about how that was going to affect his family. And this dude had a son, but he was also like, he had like his nephew, I think, was staying with him, and all the young men in the neighborhood like hung out at his house. So he was like a mentor to a lot of young black men. And he was telling me stuff about how he would teach his kids when they went into like a corner store or something to unzip their jackets so they would hang open. So nobody would think that they're stealing. He would teach them how to behave if police officers talk to them. He would teach them to take their hands out of their pockets and lower their hoods, remove sunglasses if they were wearing sunglasses in certain situations, just to be, and it blew my mind. And that was the first time that I remember realizing how different things were for black families and white families in that regard. So I sent him a text message out of the blue and said, hey man, it's been a couple of years. Once we're allowed to hang out, let's go grab a beer. But I want to thank you because those couple of conversations that we had over beers back then set me up to be more understanding today of all the stuff that's going on. And his response floored me. He's like, he wrote right back at you, because I learned so much from you about what white people didn't understand. Mm-hmm. Because to him, it was so basic that you tell your son to take his hands out of his pockets and open his jacket mm-hmm. and take his hood off if you're shopping at a store, right? Or mm-hmm. or how to interact with authority figures, especially white authority figures. Like, it was just, it's just so second nature to him that the fact that we wouldn't even think about it
blew his mind.
So he said, I learned as much from you as you learned from me. I was like, wow. And that, I tell that story because I was hesitant to send him that text message. Mm-hmm. It just felt weird. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad I did. So don't, in any direction, white to black to white, man to woman to man, child to adult, any communication is good. So I tell that story just to encourage some sort of communication.
I've had conversations with a handful of my black friends and my black mom friends, because I wanted to know how things were different for them, especially for women, you know, like raising black sons. And one of my girlfriends and I had the start of what's going to be a pretty long conversation, but she texted me and she was like, hey, I was thinking about what you were asking me about. And she is one of my really good friends. And I never thought to ask her this before now about what her experience is that is different for her and for her sons and what she has to teach them. That is something that I wouldn't have thought about or been aware of. And to be honest, like, I've watched a couple of videos about it and it really just breaks my heart. Like, shatters my heart into a million pieces that these little kids have to think differently because of the way that they're treated. Like, that to me just seems like they're kids. Like, right. What? Like, that shouldn't have to be something that's on their radar. You know what I mean? And it just breaks my heart into a million pieces. But she gave me two examples that I thought were really interesting that I would have had no idea. And this is like a super successful woman with amazing, smart kids. Like, this is not like, you know what I mean? I just would have never thought that she was experiencing these things, which is so naive, but it's been part of my growth process and all of this. So she shared with me, she said, I drive different routes in my mostly white neighborhood so that my neighbors will see me and know me so they won't call the cops on me. And then she said, I post pictures of my boys with random stories on the neighborhood Facebook page so the neighborhood can see and know them.
Because I'm guessing she lives in a predominantly white neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Is that so?
Yeah. Yeah. So those are two things that I never would have thought of. And if you're a black parent or a parent of, you know, if you have mixed kids, because I have a lot of friends that are sharing those stories too, and you want to share some things that are different for you, we'd love to share them. I think it's a really good thing to know and to recognize yes. how things are different. And we'd love to share those stories. So if you feel comfortable sharing and it's something that you want to share as a parent, something that is different for you that you have to think about, that maybe as white people, we aren't aware of, I think that's such an important conversation. And we would love for you to DM us, to email us, to call and tell us, 800-434-5454.
Thank you in advance for sharing any stories that you want to share with us. All right, let's say thank you so much to the advertising partners who are a part of the Upside family and make this show possible for you.
Who is not looking for ways to make their life easier? I always am. Life is complicated enough, right? Well, Care of makes it as easy as possible to get your vitamins that you need and get them to you without all the guesswork that's typically involved in vitamins. It is so intimidating to me standing in the vitamin aisle and just being perplexed, having no clue where to start. Go to takecareof.com/upside50 and they're going to ask you questions about your lifestyle, what you're trying to hope to accomplish by taking vitamins. And they're going to put together personalized daily packs of vitamins just for you. They'll have your name on it. They have kind of an inspirational or motivational quote on it. It's so cool. And it makes things so easy. And right now, they're offering you 50% off of your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com/upside50 and enter the code upside50 at checkout. Again, that's 50% off your first Care Of order by going to takecareof.com/upside50. And then after that, you're going to enter the code upside50. Take the guesswork and hassle out of your vitamins and get started with Care Of today.
How does liquid IV get 2 to 3 times the hydration into your blood than just drinking water alone? It's something called cellular transport technology. What it is a ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium that delivers water and the nutrients in the liquid IV powder right into your bloodstream. So one 16-ounce glass of water mixed with a stick of liquid IV powder is going to deliver 2 to 3 times the hydration than the water alone. Plus, you're going to get 4 different B vitamins and vitamin C. Hydration is key for optimal health, especially in the summer when it's hotter and you might be sweating, not even realizing how much liquid you're losing. Liquid IV takes care of that. It really is the easiest, healthiest solution for proper nutrition. You can find it Liquid IV at Target, Whole Foods, or Costco, but you can save 25% by being an Upside listener. Go to liquidiv.com. Use the code upside when you check out. That's liquidiv.com. The code is upside when you check out to save 25%.
June is Pride Month, and it's looking a little different this year because so many things are being canceled and we can't all be together in massive groups right now. But one way we can support the LGBTQ plus community is with Bombas new Pride collection. Okay, these are me and Jeff's favorite socks. I love the no-shows. I wear them almost every single day, whether it's working out or just with casual tennis shoes, and I love it. For every pair of Pride socks we buy, Bombas is going to donate a pair to someone in need in the LGBTQ plus community through the Ally Coalition. Did you know that the LGBTQ community is more at risk of experiencing homelessness? 1 in 10 young adults in the LGBTQ plus community will experience it, and that's according to a study by the Voices of Youth Count. Now, back to the Pride Collection. The Pride Collection, I love the no-shows. They have the no-shows in the cutest tie-dye, and that is my favorite. Love them. They are so cute, and they have so many colorful socks to celebrate Pride and also to give back. Pride is usually a time where we can all come together, but it's more important than ever to find new ways to show support and give back to the community, and buying from this Pride Collection is one of the ways you can do that. Go to bombas.com/upside today to shop the Pride Collection and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/upside.
All right, here are my 3 random things for today. Father's Day is on Sunday. Check this deal out if you want to get Dad something really special. If you go to Postmates this weekend from June 19th to June 21st and spend $25 at Denny's, you can use the promo code BACONBOUQUET and they will deliver with your Denny's order a bouquet of bacon.
Nice.
Which is the most Dad gift ever. So that's at Postmates. A study in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, which has enough syllables that I find it to be credible, says that adults over the age of 50 who volunteer for 2 hours a week have a substantially reduced risk of mortality and developing physical limitations, higher levels of subsequent physical activity, and an improved sense of well-being compared to individuals who do not volunteer. They think that the volunteering strengthens bonds and connections to others, fuels a sense of purpose and well-being, and protects you from feelings of loneliness, depression, and hopelessness. Regular altruistic activity reduces our risk of death, even though they don't have any impact on chronic conditions you might be having. So it doesn't impact the illness if you're suffering from something, but it keeps you in a good state of mind and alive longer. And Callie, I know you were very excited to find some pregnancy-related yoga poses that worked wonders for you last week. Have you ever heard of this one? It's the wind-relieving pose. It's recommended for people who have gas issues. You lie on your back, inhale, and pull your right knee towards your chest as you exhale. Lift your chest off the floor, reach your chin towards your knee, and hold for 1 minute, taking relaxing breaths. And that should help release any, you know.
Gas.
Yep. Toot.
Yoga's good for everybody and everything.
That's the end of my, that's it. Those are my three random things. That's the end of my list.
Well, it's Friday, so you know what time it is. And it is a 1 through 10 check-in on a scale of 1 to 10. How are you feeling this week? And we do this, by the way, just to kind of check in with everything going on in the world. It's kind of like a good relationship check-in or roommate check-in or friend check-in, just to say, okay, really, give me a scale 1 to 10. How are you doing this week?
I'm going to go with like an 8.5. I feel really good. I'm excited that I've gotten out hiking a few times this week, which is something I haven't done in a few weeks, and I've really missed it. So I'm excited about that. I'm docking a little points, few points here and there. The things taking points off are the coronavirus thing. Like, everybody's talking about the comeback and the, you know, the surges in different states and whatnot. So the fact that that's still a thing weighs on my mind. I know it's going to be something we deal with for the next year, but the fact that it's still a thing. And I think
Jeff and I are kind of like turtles, and we're like kind of, you know, coming out of our shell a little bit. And then we read more data, like scientific data, and then we go back in our shell.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, we're back.
I'm not afraid to admit this. I am a huge, and I know that the mask thing has become really, you know, political and polarizing, but I've read so many studies about countries that have used masks.
It's amazing.
And have the economy is completely open. Every adult just wears a mask. And I just can't believe that we as a country can't get behind trying that.
Like, yeah, just, it's really impressive.
Like, let's just for 60 days, everybody wear a mask when you leave the house and see what happens. And I think the results would be remarkable, but the fact that it's become so political is really frustrating to me. So that's taking a little bit off. And I'm also sad that it's Father's Day and there's no way for me to go see my dad. And I would really like to go see him because he's all the way up in New York. And
we did send him an awesome gift, though. Would you like to say what it is since he's already received it?
Yeah, we sent him and Callie's so excited about this.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite thing ever.
It's a little tiny picnic table that you put ear of corn on, and then the squirrels sit at the picnic table and eat the corn.
Like, the way that it's made, they have to sit at the table to eat it. And it just, squirrels sitting on tiny furniture just really makes me happy.
I guarantee you that if it works for dad and he sends a couple pictures of picnicking squirrels, that we will own one by the end of the month.
Oh my gosh. So funny.
How are you doing? 1 to 10.
I'm like an 8 this week.
Good.
Yeah. I had a little breakdown at one point this week, so that's why I'm not like a 10. But otherwise, other than that, I feel really good.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you want me to ask you a follow-up, or is that it?
Well, I don't know. Are you going to ask me about that?
No, I don't have one, but you kind of looked at me like.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to ask me why I had a breakdown.
Oh, didn't we already talk about it?
No.
Did you put it on Instagram?
No.
Oh, why'd you have a breakdown? I thought I knew.
I had a breakdown after just a hard Facebook day.
What's a hard Facebook day?
Like, just where there were like in the same, we were accused of being not supportive of Black Lives Matter, but also accused of being too supportive of Black Lives Matter. And I just was like, I had a moment. I just cried in bed for like 30 minutes, just feeling like I chronically feel like, and I know that I can't be everything to everybody. And I totally get that. But on days where it rears and people come at me and tell me what I'm not, it just really impacts me.
Your alarm goes off and you get your phone up off the nightstand and you look at your phone for 30 minutes before you get out of bed. You shouldn't do that.
I know. I really shouldn't, because it just riles me up.
And you should definitely stay off of Facebook and stuff, like, you know.
On the upside of my 8, I've been in a really good mood this week. I've worked out almost every day, so my body feels like super good and super strong. Like, I love working out. I am really excited about what we're having for dinner tonight.
Okay.
My friend posted, I know this is like really long and off topic, but I've been thinking about it all week. My friend made a peach and burrata salad with balsamic vinaigrette. Burrata is like mozzarella. It's like,
oh, nice.
And yes, it's pasteurized, so I can eat it. So I feel like we've had like really good food this week, and things with us were so good this week, and the weather is so beautiful, and our dogs are snuggly, and our bed is comfortable. Life is good for the most part. And that's why it's an eight.
Just say life is good.
Life is good.
Period.
Period.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
If you are a dad celebrating Father's Day this weekend, happy Father's Day. And that, of course, includes my dad up in New York. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Happy Father's Day, Jim Dollar. And to my dad, Greg, happy Father's Day.
Can we talk about the awesome gift that you have already given me, but we don't get to do until tomorrow?
Yes.
Callie found, is it a clinic or a place?
It's a place. I don't really know what it is.
But they do ultrasounds. And you can buy, and I'm allowed to go. Like, it's not a doctor's office seeing regular patients. Like, all they do are ultrasounds. Mm-hmm. So you can buy like a 20-minute block of time, and I get to be in there. So I'll get to experience an ultrasound.
And we'll get to really see our baby for the first time together, because we have the early ultrasounds, but it just looks like a blob.
A bean.
And now that we know a little more about her and she's a little bit bigger, we're actually going to be able to like see her and hopefully like see her face together, which is like so creepy, but cool.
Is it one of those 3D ultrasound things?
I think so.
Okay. So,
that's what we're doing tomorrow morning.
Yeah, what a great Father's Day gift. So thank you. That combined with the sweet note that you put in the Pick Me Up newsletter, which I finally read yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so thank you for a great first Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, this is Sam in Snellville. I just had to call. It is so funny. My daughter Sarah and I listen to your show every single day, and she texted me and said, Mom, did you hear I made it to the podcast? And I said, no. I found out through your podcast that she knew I had kept her baby teeth. She and I actually left on the same day, almost an identical voicemail about me saving her teeth. I didn't know she knew I had her baby teeth. That is so funny. So you guys are great. You make us laugh. You keep us together. Y'all have a great day.
Hey there, it's Taylor. I wanted to tell you that for Christmas last year, I bought my parents the StoryWorth subscription, I guess. And my mother is so excited. She absolutely looks forward to every Monday when they send out the question. She contemplates it for a good week. On Saturdays or Sundays, she writes her response, and I send it to my siblings. Highly, highly recommend it. It's a wonderful gift. Thanks for the idea. Love you guys. Bye.
Taylor and her mom love it, and you're going to love it too. If you need a gift for Father's Day, you can order it now, and you can pick the date where it'll email your dad, so you can have them email your dad on Father's Day or whenever works for you, really. Go to storyworth.com/upside. You're going to get $10 off of your order. Again, that's storyworth.com/upside for $10 off.
What if I told you that while your kid is playing, he or she could also be learning and innovating? That's what the super cool, awesome, hands-on science and art projects delivered in the KiwiCo crates do. They inspire your child to play, and while they're playing, they learn. They learn science. They learn art with high-quality materials that are all packaged in real engineering, science, and art projects for your kid. They have something for children ages 0 to 104. And you can get your hands on one of these crates today, maybe for 30% off, delivered right to your door. All you have to do is go to kiwico.com/upside, and there will be a project delivered to your door in just a few days that you and the whole family can work on together, and everybody will come away a little bit smarter. KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking parenting skills. There's something for every kid or every kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month on select crates at KiwiCo.com/upside. That's KiwiCo.com/upside today.
Hey, I just paused episode 286 to call you about handshakes. My eighth grade teacher made us, when we walked into the door of her classroom every day, shake her hand and gave us pointers about what we needed to improve upon. And we also had to have a standing ovation whenever it was our birthday to be able to get comfortable with being recognized and being recognized with applause. She was very intimidating, but I can say that I feel like I have a pretty solid handshake, not that I'll ever need it again. So, love you guys.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. I am sorry that the speed of your show and the comments about that are bothering you so much. I just wanted to let you know I just pushed 1.5 speed, and I think that's really fast. Have a good day.
Hey, guys, it's Nikki. I literally just pressed play on episode 287, and I know it's stuck in your head that you might talk slow, but I just want to tell you, please don't change it, because you guys are calming and relaxing to listen to, and I think maybe the pace of your speaking is part of that. So I love it. Also, I think you guys are going to talk about belly buttons and the umbilical cord that falls off of babies. My dog did jump up and grab my son's. I had to scream and grab it out of her mouth. It was a very gross moment. So, that might happen. Love the show. Love you guys. And talk to you again one day.
Hello. I just wanted to call and say that whoever is saying that you guys are speaking too slowly is not. I completely disagree. And it made me feel bad that you're feeling so self-conscious about it, because I feel like you guys speak at a perfectly normal rate. And, so don't feel discouraged. Okay, bye.
This is Robin. Jeff. I'm getting caught up on, I got a few episodes behind, and I had to pause 278, and you just made a declaration about pregnancy brain being something that pregnant women make up to kind of make themselves feel better about being absent-minded, and I am telling you, it is very real. You think differently, and it continues long after you have your child, because I would be in the middle of talking, having sentences, and would completely could not remember words that I was trying to say. And it's very frustrating, and it doesn't go away as soon as you have the baby. So you're wrong. It is definitely not a myth. It is a very much a real thing. Love you guys and love your show. Bye.
There are not four or five different races. There's only one race on the face of the earth, the human race. You're not born a bigot. You have to learn to be a bigot. Anything you learn, you can unlearn. It's time to unlearn our bigotry. Pigmentation in your skin has nothing to do with intelligence or with your worth as a human being. It's time to get over this thing, and we best get over it pretty soon.